Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name. Bless the name. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever we will sing. Yes, we will sing. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever we will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With our mouth will we make known thy faithfulness. Thy faithfulness with our mouth will we make known thy faithfulness to all generations. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever we will sing. Yes, we will sing. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever we will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Father God, we stand this morning in faith, by grace and by mercies. And we thank you for the opportunity to come. Father God, we bind every satanic warfare this morning. Father God, we bind every satanic agenda, plot, game, ploy, and contract. Everything that the enemy has set up to devise to come against us this day, Father God, we put it under the blood of Jesus. To decree and to declare not so. To decree and to declare that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. We come to decree and to declare that we will live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we say thank you, Father God. We say thank you for your help. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your direction. Thank you for your angels. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for the gift of salvation, the process of sanctification. Thank you for your plan to bring us to a good and an expected end. We say thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you. Now, Father God, we commit this day into your hands. We commit this service into your hands. We commit ourselves into your hands. We commit everything into your hands. And we say thank you. Thank you, Father, for flexing your muscles on our behalf. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. I'd like to say good morning to you and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ as the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. It is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. We want to thank God for his help. Amen. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are not concerned about the spiritual warfare coming up against us, beloved, because we have power over it. Amen. Greater is he that lives within us and he that lives within the world. And we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. Amen. And when you see stuff happening and spiritual warfare and stuff going on around you, that's just a confirmation that you just one step closer to your blessing. One step closer to the manifestation. One step closer. Amen. That's all the reason, amen, why we need to get in and push in and keep going forward. Amen. And the enemy is trying to distract you, huffing and puffing, throwing stuff your way, trying to break your focus, break your attention. Amen. He's desperate, like a little baby. They don't get his way. He's desperate to stop you, to block you, to hinder you for what is about to be manifested. Amen. So we know that the doors, amen, we are already at the door of great opportunity. Amen. We talked about that with you on Tuesday. Amen. That great door, that effectual door. Amen. But the scripture goes on to say, there are many who oppose me. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to talk to you some more about that on tomorrow, Lord's willing. We want to tell you some more about that door. And the Lord has us plucked here for a minute because, beloved, the doors are open. The doors are wide open right now. Doors of opportunity, doors that we have never seen. God has spoken to the hearts of men and women in position to prosper us, to bless us, to take us from one end of the spectrum to the other. Glory be to God. Doors of employment, doors of increase. Glory be to God. It's already open, beloved. Hallelujah. And so, amen, the Lord wants us to be aware. Amen. Glory be to God. But guess what? The devil knows it too. The devil knows that it's open. The devil knows that if he don't stop you right now, it ain't going to be no stopping you. The devil knows that you're about to cross the threshold. Glory be to God, of poverty to prosperity. You're about to cross a threshold. Glory be to God, from little to much. Glory be to God, from sickness to health. Glory be to God, from darkness to light. Amen. Glory be to God. You're about to cross the threshold, and the devil knows this. This is why it behooves us, beloved, to keep our ears open to what the Spirit is telling us. Don't make a move till you hear from God. Don't make a move till you hear from God. Amen. And so, amen, the Lord spoke to us, amen, about the doors being open, the door that God has opened, that no man opened it but God. Amen. But there are many there who oppose us. Amen. How the haters show up. Amen. When it's time for you to be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. Your enemies show up when it's time for you to be blessed. I'm talking about a real blessing. I'm talking about a great and an effectual door. I'm not talking about no little bit of this. I'm not talking about a slither of this. I'm talking about the big bang, bang. Glory be to God. And your enemies show up. And the sad part is you thought they were your friends. And then the other part of that, people show up and you don't even know who they are. You have to say, excuse me, what's your name? See? Glory be to God. So we're going to pick up on that, amen, on tomorrow, Lord's willing. But the Lord wants to, amen, tell you something else today as we are preparing, amen, to, amen, embrace what's on the other side of the door. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Y'all watched, I forgot the name of the game show, amen, and y'all know, I forgot the name, but y'all know, and they would have at the end of the game, they would have the grand prize behind one of the three doors, amen, door number one, door number two, door number three, and you had to guess. If you guessed the right door, you got the grand prize. See, if you guess the wrong door, you got some junk. You got some raggedy bicycle. Glory be to God. Well, beloved, guess what? God knows what's behind the right door, behind the door, because he's the one that put it there. And he knows what door it is. See, he knows if it's door number one, door number two, door number three. It's because it's going to be the door that he opens. And God don't give no junk. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He has great and grand plans for you and for me. But we have to be in position to get it. You don't want the door to be open and you somewhere on the other side of town. You have to be in front of the door when the door opens. Amen. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen. Today, I want to turn your attention to the book of 1 Corinthians. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 2. I want to read this in your hearing. Amen. And it reads, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But but God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Let me read that again, beloved, and I pray that you're hearing what the thus saith the Lord to the church on this morning. It says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. God want to bless you so big, beloved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That eye has not seen. We've never seen it done on this fashion. We've never seen it like this. Can you believe this? Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. That's why I received it. That's why you're going to get it, because you believe it. Glory be to God. Ear have not heard. What? You kidding? What? Yep. And God did it. Neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them. Now listen, you got to read the whole scripture. Don't skip over no words. That God had prepared for them that love him. That's the operative word. We talked about that last night in our Bible study, amen, about, amen, your first love, amen, returning back and remembering your first love. And we want to thank God for that Bible study lesson last night coming out of the book of Revelation. You know, where you're still, you know, you're doing all the church at Ephesus, they was doing the work. But, you know, glory be to God, their schedules have become hectic. Their schedules have become busy. You know what it is, glory be to God. So they didn't really have the time to give God the intimacy that he wanted. They were still doing the work, but there was no intimacy. See, it's the same as if, you know, you have a husband and a wife, and, you know, the wife is still cooking the dinner. She's still cooking dinner. But there ain't no love in it. He's still working, bringing the money home, whatever, but there's no love in it. Haven't spoken, haven't touched, haven't been intimate in months and years. Glory be to God. And so Jesus, amen, is asking us the same question. He said, do you love me? Well, Lord, yeah, well, you see me working for you. You see me, Lord, and I'm doing this and I'm serving here. Yeah, I see you serving, but I asked you a question. He said, do you still love me? Because there's no intimacy. And because there was no intimacy, the church at Ephesus have, amen, lost their first love, amen. Jesus said, amen, glory be to God. He said, you are fallen. Glory be to God. You are not in the process of falling. You have already fallen. Backsliding in the church. It's a subtle type of backsliding. You're backsliding and you don't even know you're backsliding, amen, until you hit rock bottom. See, but when you're backsliding, you hit rock bottom even before you realize you hit rock bottom. Jesus said, you are fallen. Glory be to God. And he says here, glory be to God. And in Revelations 2 and 5, he says, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. See, you lost your first love. Glory be to God. Amen. Let's go up one verse before that. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Revelation chapter number 2. Let's look at verse number 4. Amen. Glory be to God. Then let's look at verse number 5, beloved. Because look, I don't know about y'all, but amen, it's time to get it. It's time to get what the Lord has for you. Verse number 4 says, yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Y'all know how it is in the beginning. Y'all need to pull up last night Bible study. Amen. But then he goes on verse number 5. It says, consider how far you have fallen. Then he says here, repent. And do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. Ooh, my God, Jesus, have mercy. Jesus said, do you love me? Well, you know, I love you. I love the Lord. You love the Lord. Well, beloved, the Bible tells us obedience is the proof of our love. Love is an action word. You can say, you can teach your parakeet how to say, I love you. They showed me over Thanksgiving some parakeet was preaching. They had taught the parakeet how to preach. You can teach your parakeet to say, I love you. Anybody can say they're a Christian. See, obedience is if you love God, you obey God. It don't make no difference what you feel like. You just do it anyhow, see? And so here the Lord says, it's some things I'm going to do. It's some doors of opportunity that's coming your way. Great and effectual doors. Don't worry about your haters. I think I got them. I got the haters. Don't worry about the haters right now. Oh, then the whole church is excited. No, it's not for the whole church. It's for those who love him. God knows your heart. God knows your heart. The question is, what does God know? See? When God tells you to do something and you do it, amen, that shows you love God. You don't quite understand it, but you trust him. You don't quite know what he's doing, but you trust him. You trust him, and you do it because he told you to. That's love. So here he says, beloved, amen, that he's going to do these things, this great door, things that no eye have seen, no ear have heard. Amen. Hallelujah. That God, nothing that has entered into the heart of any man or woman, okay, God has prepared for them that love him. The question is, do you love Jesus? That's the question. Beloved, that's the first commandment. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your might. But I just love my pastor. Yeah, well, God bless your pastor. I love my spouse. Yeah, God bless your spouse. I love my children. Yeah, God bless your children. These are all small G's, beloved. These are guys with small G's. God don't have no problem with you having it. I love me. Yeah, well, good. You got to love you because you can't love your neighbor if you don't love you. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. All right? Thank God for all this. Beloved, but God has to be first. God has to be first. I didn't say your church had to be first. I said God had to be first. God, do you love him? Do you love God, beloved? This answer, you ask yourself the question. Ask God. I tell you what, for those of you that, and I know y'all real folks. I know I'm talking to a lot of real folks. Here you go. Ask God. God, do I love you? God, show me my heart. Show me if I really love you or not. Oh, yeah, and he will. But for those of us who love him, beloved, the Lord says, but God has revealed them unto us by his spirit. God has revealed them unto us by his spirit. What is God saying? God said, God already gave you a glimpse. You know in your spirit something about to burst loose. You can't even explain it. You don't know. You just know in this, your spirit. You have conceived something. There's a baby inside of you. Because God has revealed it by his spirit. You already know God setting you up for that great and effectual door. You already know the opportunity is coming. You already know. God already gave you a glimpse, things. Come on, go. If you love him, if you love him and you're paying attention, the Holy Spirit already let you know it ain't going to be much longer. That's why you were suffering so long. He had you in preparation so that when the breakthrough come through, you know how to handle it. When the increase come through, you know how to handle it. Huh? When a promotion come through, when a spotlight come through, when you finally get there, where exceedingly and abundantly above all you could ask or think, God already gave you a glimpse of your future. He said the Spirit will reveal them, but the Spirit will reveal them unto us, beloved. And if you don't know, I've come to tell you this morning that God is trying to tell you something. Glory be to God. God trying to tell you something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has great plans for you. God is an extravagant God, exceedingly and abundantly. It's not his will for you to stay where you're at right now, wherever that is. He want to take you further. He want to take you deeper. He want to take you wider. See? He already knows. And so, and the devil, see, the devil knows too. See, because it's just the spiritual world is just a spiritual world. Glory be. That's why he talks about the person coming in through the back door is as a thief and a robber. Huh? Jesus said, I am the door. If any other man come in, he is a thief and a robber. How the heck they come in? See, the spiritual world, glory be to God, the spiritual world is just a spiritual world. And we'll teach on that because we're going to be starting up our spiritual warfare training classes again. But, beloved, from time to time, we all struggle to discern the best course of action for our lives. Now, sometimes we got to like really say which decision is right. God, I don't know what, I don't know if this is right. I don't know if this is wrong. Should I not? Should I not? We've all been there. Some of us may be there today because we're struggling. Glory be to God. Which way is the right way? God, I want to do the right thing. I want to do the right thing, God. I don't know what the right thing is in this situation. What job should I take, Father? What university should I attend? Who should I marry, Father? Huh? Should we pursue a secular career or go into full-time ministry? Huh? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I struggled for that one for a while. Lord, should I be working full-time? Or should I be doing full-time ministry? Should I be doing a part-time job or part-time? Now, I struggled with that one. And just starting to get some relief on that. Glory be to God, beloved. Amen. What is the will of God? What is the will of God? Glory be to God. Huh? These questions are common to us all, beloved, and they go on and on and on and on. Glory be to God. And now, we have to remember, beloved, in the Old Testament, knowing the will of God was truly difficult for our brothers and sisters in the Old Testament because the Holy Spirit did not reside in the people's hearts. See, the Holy Spirit would just come and visit upon them, amen, for special assignments, you know, special anointings. But the Holy Spirit did not live in them in the Old Testament. Therefore, beloved, they struggled tremendously to discover God's plans for their lives. In their efforts to uncover God's will, the people, they would seek special signs. Lord, give me a sign. Gideon said, give me a sign. Because they wanted to be sure. This is the only way they knew. Glory be to God. They said, can I have a signal? God, give me a divine signal. Okay, what should I do? Should I go left? Should I go right? Should I have this? Can I have this? Can I have that? Glory be to God. They would even go visit the prophets, beloved. And the prophets was very popular in these times because the prophet was God's mouthpiece. I'm going to see the prophet. Why? I need a word from God. I need to know what to do. Glory be to God. They wanted to find answers and gain knowledge. And God had prepared so many benefits for his people. But because the Holy Spirit did not live in their hearts at this time, they struggled with knowing what he wanted them to do, and they were unable to see much of what he had provided for them or what his plan was for their lives, beloved. However, the situation couldn't be more different for us today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As believers, beloved, we now have the Holy Spirit living inside our hearts. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God, huh? And he has come to reveal to us all the answers we need. Somebody need to write that down this morning. The Holy Spirit has come to reveal to us all the answers we need. You need an answer? The Holy Spirit will reveal it. You need to know what to do? The Holy Spirit will reveal it. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You don't have to wait till the moving of some water. Oh, no, baby. Hallelujah. Yet all too often, many Christians still live like people under the Old Testament. They want to go see the fortune teller. They want to go look me up in the crystal ball. They're looking for special signs. They're looking for divine signals. They're looking for advice from other people. Paul said, when I heard from God, I didn't confer with flesh and blood. It wasn't, what I'm going to say to you when I done heard from God? Where this conversation going? It ain't even no conversation. Perhaps it is because, beloved, these individuals never developed their spiritual sensitivity or learned to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. Let me tell you something. He don't speak loud, and very often does he repeat himself twice. You have to have a spiritual ear. You have to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. You have to hear what God is saying to you. My sheep hear my voice. Another they will not follow. Beloved, if I didn't have spiritual sensitivity, I would have been dead by now. When that second brain aneurysm came on me, God didn't give me no note. He didn't even tell me to go to the doctor. It was a two-second fading, and it wasn't physical. It was internal. Something in my spirit moved for 2 seconds, and God did it twice, and God didn't say nothing else. We have to be very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. This sensitivity is increased through prayer. This sensitivity is increased through fasting. This sensitivity is increased through the reading of His Word. This sensitivity is increased through faith and obedience. Glory be to God, the living God. And when God speaks, you have to hear Him. Well, God is never going to tell you nothing, amen, glory be to God, to void His word. And yes, there are a lot of voices out there. We're going to be teaching on that upcoming, about the different voices out there in the world. But, beloved, amen, hallelujah. If your spouse spoke, would you know that was your spouse? If somebody you love close and near, if they said something, they don't have to say nothing twice. You say, hold up, y'all, wait a minute. My baby just said something. My daughter just said something. They ain't said but 1-2 words, and they said that softly, but you knew it was them. Do you know God's voice, beloved? Well, how did you know that? How did you know that was your daughter? Because I spent time with my baby. I spent time with them. We talk. I know their voice. I know their rhythm. I know when something's wrong. They don't have to tell me. I know when something's wrong. Why? Because we spend time together. That's why it's so important to spend time with God every day. It's the quality, not the quantity. If you can't do 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, do what you can. Just do it. So, beloved, if it's a fact that these individuals in the New Testament and today's society, amen, still looking for signs, amen, glory be to God, because they have not recognized God's voice or because of their spiritual insensitivity, regardless, this should not be the case. Beloved, the Holy Spirit has come to dwell within us, and He wants to tell you, and He wants to tell me everything we need to know. The Holy Spirit wants to tell you and me everything we need to know. God is trying to tell you something. In our scripture today, beloved, the Apostle Paul wrote to us about the Holy Spirit's ministry to reveal God's plan to us. He said, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love, L-O-V-E, him. But, he didn't stop there. He says, but God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Beloved, notice that he declared that God has revealed his plan to us by his Spirit. That word revealed, beloved, glory be to God, hallelujah, it is a Greek word, glory be to God, hallelujah, which means revelation. Revelation. It means to remove the veil, to remove the curtain so you can see what's on the other side. Door number one, door number two, door number three. My God. This word plainly refers to something that has been veiled or something that has been hidden for a long time and suddenly become clear and visible to the mind or to the eye. It was there all the time. You just couldn't see it. It is the image of pulling the curtains out of the way so you can see what has always been just outside your window. That tree has always been outside your window. That trash has always been outside your window, but you couldn't see it because the curtains was closed. But when God gives you the revelation, it's as if the curtains are open. Now you see what has always already been there on the other side. You just couldn't see it before. But God has given us the revelation. Oh, glory be to God. It has been revealed to us. He says here, but God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. We can see now. Oh, thank you, God, for the revelation. The revelation that God is on your side. The revelation, my God, where did all this beautiful, where did all this come? It's been there all the time. Hallelujah. But you needed to read, the curtains needed to be pulled back. That great and that effectual door is now open. Ah, my God, Jesus, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The scene was always there for you to enjoy, but the curtains have blocked your ability to see the real picture. And as soon as the curtains are drawn apart, you can suddenly see what has been hidden from your view. In that moment, beloved, when you see beyond the curtain for the first time and you observe what has been there all along but not evident to you, that is the picture of what the Bible calls revelation. Your blessing was always there. Your breakthrough was always there. Your promotion was always there. Your healing was always there. It's always been there. The door has always been there. But you couldn't see it because the curtains was closed. But because the Holy Spirit reveals them to us, the Holy Spirit gives us revelation, now we can see what we couldn't see yesterday. Oh, my God. Can somebody give the Lord some praise today? So, beloved, Paul was proclaiming in our verse this morning that when the Spirit of God came to dwell within us, one of his major missions was to remove the veil that once obstructed our view. That is the Holy Spirit's mission, to remove the veil. Because the scripture says, but God had revealed them to us by his Spirit. Not by the person reading the crystal ball, fortune teller. No, No. But by his spirit. The Holy Spirit is continually at work in us to help our eyes to see. The Holy Spirit is continually at work in us to help our ears to hear. The Holy Spirit is continually at work in us to help our hearts to fully comprehend the specific, special plans that God has meticulously prepared for each one of us who loves Him. It's a good plan. It's a grand plan. A plan to bring you to an expected end. So, beloved, as we go through this day, I want you to keep this thought in your mind and heart. Not only today, but in the days to come. That the Holy Spirit, the great revealer, lives inside of you. And he wants to reveal to you God's blessings. He wants to reveal to you God's promises. He wants to reveal to you God's provisions. And he wants to reveal to you God's plans for your life. Thank God you're not living like people did under the Old Testament. You don't have to look for special signs. You don't have to look for divine signals. You don't have to look for a prophet to discern God's plan for your life, beloved. Because God lives on the inside of you. Right inside your heart, this moment is the greatest source of revelation on planet Earth. The Holy Spirit, he knows everything. Ah, he's everywhere. Oh, hallelujah. And he has all the power to bring it to pass. Beloved, if you would develop a spiritual sensitivity and learn to listen to his voice, he will reveal everything God has prepared for you so you can get on with your life and do exactly what he has so delicately, marvelously planned for you. God is trying to tell you something. Are you listening? God is trying to tell you something. He's taking you to that great door. That great door. Where's the door on the other side of the curtain? Where's that blessing on the other side of the curtain? Where's that healing on the other side of the curtain? When is the curtain going to be open? Amen. When you receive the revelation, when the eyes of your understanding have become enlightened, and you receive the revelation, always been there. But you just didn't have the revelation to see it. Amen and amen. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Saints, do you believe God? Do you believe? Maybe you just don't believe it. Already showed me a glimpse of my future. I think that's why I go through so much, because God trying to keep me humble. So that when it finally hit, because the egg is like already cracked right now. But when it hit full force, you know what I mean, that I will remain humble and remember. Like we taught last night in Bible study, that I will always remember my first love. I already have a glimpse of my future, beloved, because I love the Lord. And truth of the matter is, a lot of you have already had a glimpse of your future, too. And you don't have to go into false humility. Glory be to God. You don't have to make no excuse for your blessings. If God make you rich, that means you can handle it. If God put you up in Hollywood with the movie stars, that means that, you know, you can handle it. You're not going to backslide. You're there to win souls. Wherever God puts you, whatever God is doing for you, beyond your expectations, because he says exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or think. That means if you can think of a blessing on level 5, God is coming in on level 10. It's going to be more than what you thought. That's why the devil's fighting, saints. That's why he's fighting you. And all of us can say we've had a glimpse. No, that wasn't pride. You wasn't being deceived, conceited. No. God gave you that dream. Because the Holy Spirit is revealing unto you, glory be to God, what God has planned for you, that eyes haven't seen, but no one's ever did this before. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, but God has it for you. Beloved, will you listen today and say, glory be to God, and God, we are all in training for reigning. And whatever you're going through right now is just your preparation time. It's your training time. Don't take it lightly. Accept whatever God allows. Because he's just preparing you to get in the right position at the right day, at the right time. So when the curtains are drawn, you can see on the other side of the curtain what's been there all the time. Amen. Amen and amen. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that the Holy Spirit is a revealer of truth. He will lead and guide us into all truth and show us things to come. I thank you that we never need to worry or even wonder about what you want us to do in any area of our lives. If we ask for wisdom and open our hearts to hear, the Holy Spirit will make your will very clear to us. And we praise you for your wonderful plan and for helping us to fulfill our part in it for your glory. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And this is the word of God for the blessed people of God, and God's word will not return unto him void. Amen. So now that we know that God is trying to tell us something, tomorrow, Lord's willing, we want to come back. Hallelujah. So God can finish telling us about that great door. Hallelujah. The door is there, beloved. Hallelujah. We don't know which one. Art Linkletter, wasn't that his name? Door number 1, door number 2, door number 3. But this is a door God's going to open. You ain't even got to guess. You ain't even got to guess. Amen. Glory be to God. We've been opening the wrong doors all our lives. This is a door that we not even have to open. God is going to open it. Amen. Hallelujah. The truth of the matter is it's already open. Amen. Our God is going to give us the revelation and open up the blind so we can see. Amen. And walk into it. Hallelujah. For his glory and for his glory alone. Hallelujah. All right. In form of announcements, today is Thursday. We will be at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. Back at 9. This Friday night is our praise party. Bring your own praise. Ha, ha, ha. Remember, it's 9 o'clock, not 10 o'clock. Okay. 9 o'clock. Bring your own praise. Amen. Your songs, your testimonies. Amen. Come just a Holy Ghost party. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Yeah. Today is the funeral homegoing service. He did give his life to Christ. So it was a homegoing service. Amen. Homegoing service for Morton, Sister Brenda Murray's son. Amen. God kept him around for a while. Shot 16 times or something crazy like that. And what, God kept him around for what, 8 months, 9 months, whatever? Praise the Lord. I know some people got shot one time and died on the spot. Huh? So we want to continue to keep our sister Brenda and her family in prayer. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, all right, all right. That's it. We'll talk more about our upcoming event next week. Amen. Because we're tallying up everything this week. Amen. The ticket money is coming in. Everything is coming in. The ads are coming in. Glory be to God. Ooh. Hallelujah. I'm laughing. Amen. Because I know that when you go get copies, I tell them I need 150 journals. And they charge you about $1. One color page is about $1 a page. And when you got about 15, 20 pages, I'm just laughing because I don't know what this bill going to look like when we take it to the printer. But I'm going to just put it in God's hands. Glory be to God. And then I don't know. I already calculated about maybe $1,500 just for the souvenir journal. But whatever, amen. This is God's celebration, amen. So he got the bill, amen, in Jesus' name. All right, saints, amen. Glory be to God. Everybody have a good day, a lovely day, a good victorious day. Hallelujah. God be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time as we pray this morning on our 5 o'clock prayer. Father, we thank you for divine safety. A divine safety and protection over us and our loved ones this day and every day, Father. We thank you that you have us cushioned. You have us sheltered. You are our sun and shield. You give us grace and glory, and no good thing will you withhold from those who walk upright. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. This is it right here, God. We have the witness in our spirit that we're about to break open. This ministry is about to, everybody going to know who Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry is. Father, you already told us that. You're telling us again. You're just trying to prepare us, Father God, to fasten our seatbelts, hallelujah, and get ready to go for the ride, Father God. Thank you. The curtains are about to be revealed, pulled open, Father God, for your glory, Father, for your honor, for your praise, that more souls can be saved, more backslides can be reclaimed, the word can be taught, people can be empowered, people can be helped, people can be changed through the word, Father. This, we have been faithful to you for the last 11 years, God, every day. Father God, all day long, not just on this platform, but all day long, Father God, since we gave birth to this ministry, we have not ceased to turn, Father God, hallelujah, haven't even taken a vacation, took a 3-day vacation, Father God, in 11 years, Father God, sold out to you and not tired yet, and Father, you reward faithfulness. Our love is tested. You know we love you, Father God. And falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to us. It's not a burden to serve you. We can take pleasure in serving you. Thank you, God. We just want to say thank you. That it's now time to give birth, Father God, to something bigger and better. And we say thank you. Because we know, Father God, when it happens, the money's going to be there. The connections are going to be there. The workers are going to be there. Everything is going to be there. It's already there. You're just waiting for us to get there. You're just waiting for us to get there, Father. It's always been there. We just want to say thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. I bind the spiritual warfare that's been working against me this morning. I bind it right now. Everybody under the sound of my voice, we bind the spiritual warfare working against them. Every ministry partner in the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, we bind the spiritual warfare working against us. Father God, trying to stop us, trying to block us, trying to hinder us, trying to move us out of position. And we say, not so. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives. Say in the blood of Jesus Christ 7 times. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel accidents, incidents, calamities, premature death. We cancel it. In Jesus' name, it will not take root. It will not prosper. it will not come to pass. Oh, glory be to God. And we say thank you, God. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Hallelujah. And the Lord bless you and keep you and smile upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace and give you blessings today. Amen. Walk in the blessing, saints, because the blessing manifestation is here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I think I already bound the spirit of retaliation. I'm going to bind it again. Hallelujah. Every spirit of retaliation we bind in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a good day. Amen. I might meet you at the altar. I'm going to try to meet you at the altar. I have a busy day today. But if I'm not at the altar, pray for me. Amen. Glory be to God, because I've already prayed for you. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Love you.
I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, or no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second,
yeah,
and put you first. Thought they had your back,
oh.
And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack, yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say,
hey,
see the devil is a lie,
hey,
no I'm not gonna die,
hey,
it's okay to cry,
hey,
cause he's by your side,
hey.
You gotta stop that hating, I know you don't wanna hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit,
cause
he's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. Hold up. You lost your job.
Hallelujah.
Your bills are due. And all the people you helped did not want to help you. I talked to my mother.
She said, pray about.
I talked to my pastor.
She said, pray about.
But I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor, tell them for me. See, the devil is a liar. No, you're not gonna die,
hey.
It's okay to cry,
hey.
Cause he's by your side,
hey.
You gotta stop that hating,
hey.
I know you don't wanna hear it,
hey.
Gotta fast and pray and listen,
hey,
to the Spirit, y'all. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. I was in my own way, but I'm here to tell you, without his grace I'm a major failure. So if you got problems, know that you can't fix it, just give it to Jesus. How can I get a witness and tell him, say, if the devil is a liar, you gotta listen to the Spirit. Whoa. Trying to get your attention right now.
I'm trying to tell you something.
I know you got your own plan, but God's got a better one. No.
I'm trying to tell you something.
Listen.
you do.